T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of terrifying imagery comes to mind when you think of Halloween.
Yeah.
Monsters, ghouls, ghosts,
goblins,
witches. But for some, the most terrifying thing are teenagers!
Oh no! Teenagers trick-or-treating! Everyone hide!
Oh,
turn
no.
off the lights! It's Team PXY on 98PXY. So just told you in the feed about how there are some towns in this country.
In Virginia.
One specifically, in Chesapeake, Virginia. I used to live by there. Are saying that if you are above the age of 12 and you're caught trick-or-treating, you could be subject to arrest.
To up to 6 months of jail time.
And a $100 fine is possible as well.
Crazy.
Again, I'm willing to bet they're probably not going to be arresting anyone. But they're throwing the threat out there because they're trying to cut down on people who are quote-unquote too old to go trick-or-treating. Now, I've always said this. If you are participating fully, you're in costume,
Yeah. You're
having fun, I don't care what age you are. You can open up and you're there at my door, fine.
But adults? Whoever.
I don't care. So, I love Halloween.
Wait, if a 40-year-old like dude showed up in a costume, you would give
candy? Here's some candy. But there are people out there, Whitney, who this like irritates them and makes them angry.
Right.
Like, oh, you're way too old to be trick-or-treating.
Right, so we're talking about teenagers in
particular. And I was on the other end of that as a teenager when I was the jerk teenager who dressed up, quote-unquote, as a teenager.
Yeah.
Got my hoodie and my jeans when I was like 15.
I dressed up.
I know. If they had said to me, sorry, it's for the little kids and close the door on me, I wouldn't be offended. You say that is a savage move.
That is so mean. It's such a savage move. And we have a lot of people weighing in on the text line 69822. Somebody said teenagers trick-or-treating is more okay if they are with family and or little siblings. Somebody else said this past Halloween, I had a kid show up that was 16 wearing a so-called football player costume.
It's this jersey.
It was the jersey. So in turn, I gave them a bad piece of candy. You know, the kind nobody wants.
Seen a lot of those texts, by the way, of people like have the good candy for the little kids that are adorable.
Yep.
And then the jerk candy for the old kids.
Because
there are people out there that do. They hold a grudge against these kids.
But this person
But it's
said,
their right. I mean, it's their right. It's their house. It's their stuff. They're handing it out. That's their right.
It's their right, but what we're talking about is it a savage move?
No.
Yes. This person said teenagers could be doing worse things than trick-or-treating at your door. Would you rather them be doing drugs, drinking, vandalizing, etc.? Give them the 5-cent piece of candy. That's what I think. You know, I mean, if it's harmless, if they're not like doing anything wrong, why can't you just give them a little piece of candy?
I don't know. If I have the choice of you're going to slam the door in my face or you're going to give me a Charleston chew, I might take the door.
What?
If you're going to give me like...
What's wrong with the Charleston Jew?
Just garbage.
Really?
Absolute garbage.
I can't remember what that is.
You're going to give me garbage candy? Yeah, slam the door on my face. I'd rather take that one.
What? Charleston Jews are good, aren't they?
No. God.
All right.
It's a whole different thing. We'll get into that later.
Okay, great.
We're getting a lot of calls on this one, though. Jessica from Pembroke. All right, you want to jump in on this? Whitney says it's a savage move to turn anyone away if they show up at your door on Halloween.
Teenagers, yeah.
No, I think it's ridiculous to do that, actually, which is why I'm calling. I'm a mom. And my daughter is 8, but if my daughter was a teenager, even in high school, and wanted to go out trick-or-treating, no problem, because you know what? At least she's not out toilet papering people's houses, smashing people's pumpkins, stealing candy from little kids.
Well, like, I think that is the reason
they're doing. At least they're having safe fun on Halloween.
I think that's the reason, though, that why they're trying to implement this, because of the fact that those things do happen. So they figure if we just ban them and threaten them with being arrested, they're not going to be on the streets.
No, because then they're going to be angry, and then they're going to have even more of a reason to be
got a vendetta.
No, because pumpkins. Then that ruins it for the kids that still want to enjoy Halloween for the fun of going around dressing up, trick or treating.
Right.
It's my favorite holiday, and I think.
Oh, I agree. It's the best.
I think, honestly, I've seen neighborhood participation dwindle over the years, I feel like.
Oh, a lot of dark houses, a lot of lights.
A lot of people
lights turn
not
off.
Participating, which actually breaks my heart.
That's really
I think
sad.
It's so much fun for the kids. So honestly, the teenagers trick-or-treating, don't slam the door in their face. Thank them for not being out causing problems.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you for not being a savage.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, gosh, no. And this is coming from a parent. So.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Getting a ton of calls on this. Again, there's some towns that are saying that if you're over the age of 12, this is happening in Chesapeake, Virginia, that you will be arrested for trick-or-treating. And my thing was like, why not just deny them if you don't want to give them candy? Wouldn't you say that's a terrible thing and a savage move?
Savage move! Mm. Total savage move.
Micaiah from Rochester, you want to jump in on this?
Yeah, okay. So I kind of don't agree with that. I'm 21 years old and I'm all for trick-or-treating. My mom even told me, let's go trick-or-treating this year. People don't understand. It's better for teenagers to go out and do that instead of like going out and doing drugs or doing things that they know they shouldn't do. So why not let teenagers go and trick-or-treat if they want to?
Right. They're not hurting anything. Like, who cares?
They're not. You know,
if a 13, 14, 15-year-old whatever shows up, they're dressed up, they're having fun. It's harmless.
Well, they're not hurting anything until apparently you close the door on them and then everyone's saying their houses
so
are getting eggs.
Close the door.
I see. That's like,
problem
look, again,
solved.
I am not saying that teenagers should not be allowed to go trick-or-treating. I absolutely feel they should. I love Halloween. I'm just saying, as a homeowner, you have the right to serve who you want to serve.
Sure, you have the right, but yeah, it's a
true.
Savage
I
move.
I mean, true, but like, still though, that's like messed up. They're kids. Let them have fun. As long as they're not doing the wrong thing, why not?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Penelope from Irondequoit's Team PXY. All right, jumping on this. Whitney says it's a savage move to turn people away.
I've done it.
You've done this.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay, the rule is no costume, no candy.
Fair, yes,
no
absolutely.
No costume, no candy.
Yes.
Okay.
And if they try to pull that, you know, BS on you like I did as a jerk kid, like, oh, I'm dressed as a teenager. I'm wearing my hoodie and jeans.
Okay, here's the thing. I would be terrified of the revenge if I turned kids away. Like, teenage boys, are you kidding me?
I actually had the one year I did it, I did no costume, no candy, and I did get a lot of angry kids. The year after that, I actually had the actual candy, and then I went to the dollar store, got candy sticks, emptied out the candy sticks, put in the boxes a note, no costume, no candy, and gave that to them instead.
Wow. Okay, that is a savage move right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.